10 years of surface, Tony. You don't care, but
it has evolved.
Yeah. Imagine how we work. 10 years of surface. Oh, sorry. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be.
I remember that.
This is phase two. This is another reaction episode. This time to what?
Microsoft.
Yeah, the Microsoft Surface event. We have new Surface devices. I guess we'll see. We'll see if there's anything worth getting excited about. I'm not too sure of that since they discontinued. Well, anyway, it's fine. Let's wait and see.
Which product are you most excited about? I know it's a Surface product, but which product are you most excited about?
If rumors prove true and they do release a new Surface Studio, then that would be it.
Like that's a huge one?
Yes.
So you'd go for it?
If I had the money, yeah, sure.
I think it's a fantastic looking device.
Yes. It's a very attractive. What you do
next. I can see how it's super useful for designers and like architects and stuff like that.
It's a very attractive device.
But yo, 10 years, that's a minute.
10 years of surface.
Yeah.
Let's wait and see what this event has in store for us.
Is it Satya? Who's gonna do it?
Water. The team and I Panos. Are
truly honored to kick things off today by talking about a device
I'm digging
that's been at the center of all our lives for nearly 40 years, the Windows PC. And I have to say, it's a long time. I can't believe it's been a decade since Surface began, 10 years. And our journey's been amazing. I'm actually standing in the place where hardware at Microsoft was born, right here, these buildings. And it's actually where I started my career journey, working on interaction technologies for the Windows PC. See, when the PC first started, the interaction model was quite limited. Think about it as text-based.
The interaction model was quite limited.
How did it look like? I don't remember.
So such fancy terminology.
But with the introduction of Windows, a graphical and more intuitive interface designed around the mouse, so many more people were able to express their ideas and connect through technology to each other in more natural ways. Actually, I vividly remember one of my first meetings here at Microsoft in these buildings. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting just over there outside the cafeteria with the team, and we're here trying to figure out what is it that was ultimately going to replace the mouse, asking ourselves, how can we build the next great input device? Keep in mind, I came to the company to ship mice, so I'm in this meeting and we're trying to figure out how do we replace it.
How do you replace the mouse?
More human. Make it more human.
No. You get a hamster.
Please, get out. Right at that time. 10 years of thinking and that's what you came up with?
A hamster.
Get behind the mic. You appreciate my joke, don't you? Excellent.
It didn't start with a device. It started with the person, the human. It started with you.
With us. Yeah, make it more human touch.
Hamster. Through technology. Across hamster. All interaction
models. Animal rights. Models
that didn't exist yet, including the mouse and keyboard, but also through touch, through voice, through pen, through gesture. Seamlessly working together, coming together. And from that very conversation, that's when Surface was born.
Boom. But you know, as he's talking his usual, you know, good marketing stuff. That sounded like I'm hating on him, but he's very passionate about the devices. Like he really is. Anyway, besides the point, Surface has really come to define or redefine the computing industry in more ways than one.
In what sense?
In the sense of it was either a desktop or a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But with the introduction of Surface and the form factor of two-in-one, of more ways to interact with your device, where you can, you know, detach a keyboard or you can have your tap. Is that a mosquito?
It is.
That's okay. You've got your tablet, attach a keyboard, you've got yourself a laptop. You know, that whole change with Windows 11 has had a bigger influence, I think, on the industry than perhaps the original Surface Team and Vision. Because think about it, even Apple kind of admitted that, you know what, maybe these guys were onto something with the design of the iPad. We all need most. It's been interesting. It's been interesting to see.
No, I agree with you. They did change how we view what a computer could be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the modes of interaction with a computer. I can't wait for the team to show. It's a shame the devices are so prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Surface Studio. cough. But. Let's start by taking a look at the next generation. Let's start.
Surface
laptop. Okay.
So we know it's the
clamshell traditional.
Yeah. Same fabric material.
Fabric will always be part of Surface Team. It's just you have the option to.
Okay. Surface Laptop 5.
I'm digging the black.
I'm digging the
rose,
green.
The rose gold.
Nah. Sage green for me.
Intel.
Yeah. But.
Type C everything.
No. They can't. They're not Apple. Okay, they are with the Surface Laptop Studio, I think, which is all Type C. But yeah. What was I saying? Yes. I'm surprised there's no AMD offering on the
me too.
On the laptop, because I think the past couple
this,
of
this
generations
reminds me of your machine though. Like, I don't see like a big design change.
There isn't. If
it's more like in internals.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
There we go. So you know. It's essentially the same thing as mine, but it has a bigger screen, newer internals and all those things. But
yeah. Different colors.
I'd have got the sage green. If I were buying it today, I'd get the sage green. For context, I own...
You remember the burgundy one that they introduced? That was a good one.
When I got the OG Surface laptop I was tempted. I was torn between the burgundy and the cobalt blue. I settled on cobalt blue, but
yo, that burgundy was. Mm.
But if I were to choose now,
sage green.
With each key optimized for an exact balance of travel and responsiveness,
you'll
feel the difference in craftsmanship and the confidence you need to do your best work.
We've tuned it looks like it would be a really good laptop for like people who size or color that suits you, like schoolwork,
including our newest edition, Sage.
And
Laptop 5
and like
is a perfect balance of beauty.
Okay, I see what you see in the Sage screen.
It's
up to 50% more powerful.
People who type a lot, like,
and with Thunderbolt 4, you can transfer,
you know, do you know what I mean?
Faster than ever. And set up the perfect workspace.
Oh, I like that
part.
Like setup. And all this performance is. Are you a single monitor, dual monitor, triple, quadruple? All day battery life. All 15, all screens, 20 screens per person.
I find 20 too many, but 4 is fine for me.
Four, so basically, like, we see almost 180 view, sort of.
Yeah.
I am a laptop screen kind of guy.
Only laptop screen?
No, not only laptop. Like, it depends. There are certain things where it's easy to just have on your laptop screen. It's just easier. But there are others that.
Ooh, I like that UI.
Yeah. It's not just okay. So the app being talked about right now is also on Windows 10. Have I used that setting? Nope. Sorry. Also, I've just realized something.
Qualities like these are critical.
Something that another thing that Surface has had an impact on.
Okay.
Aspect ratio.
Yes.
Aspect ratio.
16:9.
No.
Well, 4x3.
3x2.
This is a 3x2. That's a 3x2. Oh, it is a 3x2. I see it now.
It is a 3x2. And there are many more devices shipping with taller, because traditionally it's been 16x9.
Yeah.
But especially now, more recently, you know, it's, you've got the 16x10, of course, owned by MacBooks.
Yeah.
But then you've got other device makers who do 3x2. But, you know, just the reason, I guess, is to have more vertical viewing space or reading space, because you have more. Okay, there's a call checking in and I cannot answer it. I am sorry. Life ni hard, my guy. I'm sorry. But we're not just I'm not letting the guy behind the mic answer. We are proud to announce that Windows 11 is the first computer operating system to offer a carbon aware feature and schedule Windows updates when your local grid has cleaner energy available, like wind and solar power. Okay, that's carbon aware OS. Incredible potential. Okay.
I can see your face.
You know the way they say weird flex, but okay. I think this sure falls under that. Weird flex, but okay. Surface Laptop 5 with Windows 11 for you. Surface Laptop 5. Okay. Let's see the marketing stuff. Let's see how this goes. Windows 11. Boom. Now with even more to love.
I actually like how Windows 11 looks.
It has a Mac feel to it.
No, it's fluent design at its best. Or heading there. But I see also like the Mac influence. I can see it.
Mac and Chromebook.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know I'm a Windows guy, but if only Windows worked as well as shown in these promo reels,
it would be fantastic.
It should be fantastic.
It would.
Like, it really would. You know, it looks so smooth. It looks so, core ground.
Yeah, literally different.
Even when using a like entire end-to-end Microsoft product,
mm-hmm,
still not as fluent?
No.
Like, how would I put it? It's, when it works really well. The problem is you might have an update that just that just messes things up.
How come they've never fixed that, by the way?
You know, like, I guess it's the same thing as, you know, the same Android thing you have. You know, Android is a fragmented mess. And Windows, you've got to support so many
legacy.
You've got to support so many different types of devices. It's
like, one thing I've always found interesting, why do you have two control panels?
There's control panel and settings.
They're different.
They're different. They're the same but different. Control panel is what was meant to be replaced by settings, but settings still has not caught up to control panel, and it's just anyway, when Windows works, it works.
Fantastic.
Chef's kiss. Over a billion, but anyway, people.
Why can't they engineer it from scratch again? Some
level of, why can't they? To utilize the technology that many of us take for granted every, you know, day. They've been trying to. Like, I mean, Windows 11 is okay. So the development journey leading to Windows 11 was so a couple of years ago, they, and I think I mentioned this in what's this, the last episode,
mm-hmm,
from any form of audio content. Excuse me, the last episode, a couple of years ago, they released or they announced the, what would be the Surface Neo, which was a dual screen device running a different flavor of Windows, and that flavor of Windows was meant to be stripped down. Now that led to some of the OS's language, design, whatever, bled into Windows 11. The reason why they couldn't do the what's this? I think, what was it called? What was it? I forget the name. But legacy. Central uses Microsoft legacy. That's AI a problem. To build a policy. You've got all these legacy applications and you know it's and will prevent malicious I guess messaging to consumers because you've got Windows. This device runs Windows. Oh, but it can't run my applications.
Do you know what I think would be brilliant?
What?
They take Windows 7 and they just do design work.
On what? Windows 7?
They just do.
Or the stability of 7?
They just change the design language, make it more fluent, and trust me, it's a beautiful OS.
Actually, sorry, quick one, get behind the mic. Is are the mics picking up the sound? Do you want to reduce the volume a bit, or is that good for you? Yeah, sure. All right. If you say so. Let it be stated that I attempted to make his work easier, but he refused. Open frequently used apps and websites in an instant by creating new start menu folders. As an interesting fact, start menu folders were present in Windows 10, but the initial release of Windows 11 did not have. Like I said, Windows is
very fragmented.
Windows is an interesting thing. It's an interesting animal. Also makes comparing web pages in Microsoft Edge. I like her outfit.
Oh, Edge is still here.
Yes, of course, Edge is still here.
Edge is a Microsoft product.
No, I thought it was. Which one had died? There's one that died.
Explorer.
Internet Explorer. But you have an Internet Explorer mode. We are introducing in Edge. Studio camera
and audio effects for Daraja. Sorry, not Daraja. What is that thing called? M-Pesa.
Yes.
But I think they've ported because you can now do it on Google Chrome or something like that. So you can
easily advance your slides and mute or unmute with the push of a button. And the audio dock simplifies your physical desk setup by having one combined accessory
for docking to monitors, a premium speaker, and a clear microphone. I want that.
Yeah, that looks neat.
Yeah, I want that.
That looks neat.
I want that. We want
to help. That looks neat.
Did they just sleep in a product launch?
Yes.
I think they might
like
have.
That.
Yeah.
I think they might have. Including over 20,000 Android apps from the Amazon App Store on Windows. When you're ready to jump as back oh, into your oh, oh. On your PC, yet another complaint about Windows. Lastly, I want to highlight the work we have done to help geographical limitations. So like to run Android apps on Windows. You know, on Windows 11 that has rolled out all over the world, you have to be in certain countries.
Zones.
So, would you like use a VPN to do that?
What?
To run
install.
Your
No. You just change your region. I mean, it's stupid, but you shouldn't have to. You know.
Devices. Okay. We start by bringing iCloud photo
integration into the Windows 11 Photos app. Love to see. Install iCloud for Windows from the Microsoft Store, and the photos you take with your iPhone will appear automatically. Ooh.
All right. We also want to help our
customers access the good Apple. Thank you, CNET. Not CNET. Brian Tong. The Apple TV app is already on Xbox, and starting today, Apple Music will be available
as well. We're thrilled to announce that Apple Music and also the Apple TV app will launch on
Windows next. Good week. Apple.
Previews of these apps will be available in the Microsoft Store soon. You can listen to your playlists anyway, it's and fine. More from Apple Music. It's fine. It's fine.
No, well, good Apple doesn't mean like good for Apple. Right no, it just means like it's good thing.
No, it is. It's good. It's better for Apple than it is for Microsoft.
Why so?
Because I mean, like you're getting your Apple services across. Other
devices.
Yes.
Now you're no longer locked into the ecosystem.
No. You're still locked in.
That's what I did.
Surface Pro
created an entirely
new category of computing devices. Surface Pro time. Touch-capable laptop with a full keyboard. It's a thin and light handheld that can run your favorite apps. It's a unique studio canvas for pen input. All this in a single beautiful device. No, there is no if. I think it does use Thunderbolt, and that means you can do like a Surface Pro 9. Let's see. It's probably another iterative update.
That color is just so brilliant.
Oh.
guys, it's the cinematics for me.
No.
And the colors.
I dig the colors. I dig the colors.
Of course, they're very good at hinges.
Yeah. This looks like it's Ooh. The Surface Pro X design, but yep.
I would take the sage green. No, forests.
You see. Now this is interesting because previous surfaces only the type cover, the keyboard, had the colors. Mm. You either got the, I think they call it platinum or black, if I recall correctly. But now we've got colors.
Oh, 5G.
The
all
first
right.
5G Surface Pro. Okay. And. Okay, I'm a hater. I think I'm just a hater for 5G.
Why?
Because. Aha! So you can get. You've got a choice of processors with
That's
the
cool.
Surface Pro 9. So what this means is they're merging the two lines. So Surface Pro and Surface Pro X. So Surface Pro was the Intel only,
mm-hmm.
and Surface Pro X was the one that would run the custom processor. Mm. So this is merging the two lines, I guess. And but I was saying something before I lost my train of thought. Anyway,
the Sapphire does look nice. I'm just worried about like
what the hinge.
No,
the pinch.
What is it? Not corrosion, but over time the paint, because of like inserting to charge or you know dongles and stuff like that.
Crafted with highest grade aluminum to achieve
beautiful anodized colors. I love that I can color peels is more like it.
Set it down to watch a favorite show or jump on a video call. It's not as big as you'd think.
Probably not a right spoiler an issue really.
Plus it's a magnetic connector. It doesn't really like it. Into an incredible laptop with precisely tuned backlit keys and precision trackpad, you can work from anywhere. And we collaborated with London-based global design house, Liberty. With a special edition, Liberty Print, it pairs
It's a bit girly for me, but I dig the print.
Underneath an iconic exterior. Nah, fam. There is no such thing. Okay, no, there is such a thing as too girly, but that wasn't it. System is engineered
with the latest. Maybe it was the blue color, the sapphire for you?
That's why I said a bit girly for me.
With Thunderbolt connectors, you can set up two 4K monitors for a powerful desktop setup. This 13-inch PixelSense display is stunning. It's engineered to give you the most
I like that display
and the widest range of colors with incredibly smooth gradations.
You can see that 3x2 is shining. Beautiful
display closer. It is.
I love the design of the pen where they put the pen. It's like safe and secure.
The silo.
Yeah.
A simple swipe brings up the start menu where I can find all my apps, like Kindle, one of my favorite Android apps. It's such a great experience.
It's how many inches did they say?
13. And with a swipe. Or my, maybe 13.2 or 13. Anyway, but yes, 13. And more comfortable on my eyes. And features like snap layouts work so easily with touch. Wait. I don't know if it's just me, but it almost looks like you know those stock video ninis of hands interacting with that. I'm so getting
the voiceovers.
I'm so getting that vibe from this. The pen changes the way but I really like. The light just my pen. Of the and actual need to
capture a quick that sapphire click to launch
OneNote. It's easy. In images and take notes all in one place. It's an easy blue. It's easy on the eyes. It's easy on inside, so you get subtle
friction as you write. Have you interacted with the pen
with optical bonding so the ink flows out from the very tip of your pen.
This
tech
I'm
not
like
sure.
Try out this like makes it feel like you're writing
on a real first or second gen.
Of course, this gen. This now, is second.
This is second gen. Note-taking apps are coming to Windows
11. I'm excited to announce Good Notes. One of the most loved I use Good Notes and I like today. It. I really like it. On Windows.
And our friends so
I want to be that good at note taking.
So see, then you get a Surface Pro then.
It's fine. It's on the iPad too. Wait, no, it's already on the iPad. Not coming
touché,
soon.
Touché. The facing camera is centered, so you're not looking off to the side. The field of view is widened, And designed that's an Apple thing, remember? Yeah.
Center stage.
We designed the microphones and speakers to face directly the center stage, yes. There's something that had been, I don't know who did it first though, but it really doesn't matter. Center stage though was very much an Apple thing, but there's an eye contact thing that was, so like regardless of what you're looking at on the screen, it looks like you're looking at the camera. And I don't remember who introduced that first, but it doesn't matter. Surface Pro 9 with 5G. Built on the new Microsoft SQ3 processor, powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon. This device has incredible power. So 5G, from what I get it, from what I'm getting,
that's very nice.
Will be limited to the non-Intel variant. Video call experiences. You will only get on your Surface Pro 9 with 5G.
In the 90s, GPUs ignited a whole new era of gaming and graphics design. But today, neural processing units, or NPUs, are igniting magical and powerful AI.
I don't know, one day in my career, I'd like to be one of the guys who's doing this. And transform how you connect like a with people product launch life. And like,
yeah, but
that whole thing.
But why? But why? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm built for stuff like this.
It's nimble, fast, and efficient. He reminds me of Weird Al.
Of?
Weird Al.
Weird I.
Weird Al.
Oh. It can do more. Who dead?
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Per second with if you know, you know. Watts of power.
Let me show you. All that computational power drives Surface Pro 9 and Windows Studio Effects. This combination is truly one of the most powerful audio-video technologies.
Has your hinge served you?
Oh, yeah.
Still strong.
Still strong. That's, they do hinge as well. Microsoft do hinges really well.
And we're going to switch to the Pro 9 camera. The image produced by this new camera is absolutely beautiful. And the new portrait blur emulates the wide aperture optical effect of a professional DSLR camera.
I don't know if the audio being recorded now is off the laptop, the surface, or off like the professional mic.
It's definitely the professional. Like, I don't think there's any recording actually happening. They're just on the screen showing.
Well, we solved this problem using the NPU. As the camera zooms in, we simultaneously depixel the image using our innovative super resolution algorithm.
You can tell he's looking off to the side at certain points, very subtly.
Whether you're near or far. And this is an industry first. Let me call one of my colleagues. We'll show you.
But if that blur effect is legit, then that is good. That is really good.
You can see around his ear, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Hey Stevie, I'm outside here on campus.
You can see the people in the background have been blurred.
Yeah.
Using my Surface Pro 9. You may have heard the expression, we speak with our eyes. And in this world, when most of your work gets done on video calls, connecting is more important than ever. With the latest generation of our pioneering eye contact feature, we can stay engaged, maintaining natural eye-to-eye contact. Surface is still the only PC that takes it to this level. Believe it or not, this whole time I've been talking in this busy cafe. You can see it when I turn off Portrait Blur.
Okay, so why would we not believe it?
Could be a background.
Sure, okay, anyway, I've hated just a little bit, but voice focus,
and there's actually but like who's decided that's pretty right impressive. That noise me. Isolation.
Oh,
so he muted the background.
Damn.
Seriously, in almost any noisy situation, whether there's a leaf blower in the background or someone clapping directly into the microphone, voice focus helps you be heard no matter what.
Okay, that.
Back to you, Stevie.
If that's the real deal, then that is legit. No, that is legit.
That's dope. Hair dryer instead.
And with voice focus turned on, can't hear it.
What? Thanks,
okay, that is. See, Tony, get a hair dryer and test that on your next call, please.
I will.
Please do. Please.
But what's mind-boggling?
Yeah. And you have the hair for it.
In our next meeting, I'll show up like.
And continuously, in real time, on each video frame,
while consuming just a few watts of power. On a standard computer, even with the most powerful processors, we would barely be able to run just one of these effects, let alone all of them at the same time. This combination of experiences, the sheer amount of computing and efficiency is unprecedented. It's built right into Windows, and with just a click of a button, you can use it on any of your favorite video or audio apps, or even on the web.
If only Windows worked as seamlessly.
As being advertised.
So your application tasks can run smoother and faster.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like but this, you know,
is just the beginning.
Mac OS doesn't have its fair share of problems, but like, it's just from our
computers. It's a different experience.
Trillions of operations per second. It's incredible.
Magical experiences that can really only run in the cloud, requiring quadrillions of operations.
I do wish they were still doing Windows phones. And when you combine the local, I'd like to see what they've done with their like Windows OS.
Did you have
OS.
A Windows phone?
He did. Working as a do you remember the Lumia that had 48 megapixels back in like 6 years ago or something?
I miss my Windows phones.
That'll help you imagine. It'll help you create.
That's you've brought tears to my heart. You have, like, it's just.
Yeah, you just saw.
Anyway,
what it means.
I'm digging those plants.
Has the power of rich local AI capabilities.
I miss my Windows phones.
Now hold that idea. We're going to come back to it in just a minute.
I really
but
do.
First, I want to talk to you about one more product. The new Surface Studio 2 Plus. And this is the ultimate creator's canvas.
Will you update it? Upgrade it to Windows 11. So the original Surface Studio 2 is stuck on Windows 10.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bummer. For such an expensive device.
Yeah.
Okay, so we shall hear if it's upgraded. Or it's still stuck on 10.
No. They wouldn't do a Windows 10 machine. not now.
Here's the thing I love about it most. 13.5 million pixels, so they light up for you. They just light up for you. 4K resolution. There's over a billion colors. The color depth is a DCI P3 for those of you who are fans. New Dolby.
The hinges.
Dolby.
The hinges are sound fantastic.
Do you know what I love about like his presentation style? It's very. You, something you just fall in love. You feel like you're next to him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's not talking to a million people.
He's talking
to you as a friend.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, most keynotes are like, just look at the task bar, I'm talking to masses.
Yeah.
It's like you'd find him in a Microsoft store and he's explaining the product to you. That's how it feels like for me.
Yeah. You know, that actually is a good analogy. It's like, hey, you're interested in this device? All right, let me just take you through it. Yeah, it's
four apps at once. And only here.
It's one of those things. It either works for you or it doesn't.
Windows on the new Surface Studio. Okay, I want to take you back for a minute to the power of AI. Stevie showed you how that comes to life locally on your PC. But I want to show you the power of the cloud, power of cloud-based AI, and what it means expressed through an application. We get asked a lot, like, can I explain it? All right. I want to introduce you a new product called Microsoft Designer. This is a
Microsoft cool Designer. What's that?
In Microsoft 365.
What's that? It's probably like a canvas or something.
It is powered by best-in-class AI, including DALL-E 2.
Oh.
Now it's going to help you bring your most creative visions to life in entirely new ways. Take a look.
So it's like they're giving Canvas compare in a certain way.
Let's wait and see. Baking press.
That's a DALL-E. You know what? We should do an episode on generating images.
Ooh.
You know about DALL-E too, right?
I do. You know what? You know what? Now, this looks like one of those things.
Or ideas and makes it easy to design
like,
social media posts.
Yes.
Important for me, invitations and much more.
Social media, like it just looks fast. Like.
Right, it automatically helps you get a variety of unique images and designs that are generated just for you. Nobody else, just you. Okay, the new integration with iCloud and the
nobody else, just
it's a
you.
Big deal. Pumped about it.
Yeah, because he's talking to you.
He's talking to you.
The original Surface prototype. Now, designer has suggested potential layouts I can choose from, but I'm going to use Dolly. We built this in to create a very specific image for you. You can do this yourself. You can see that Dolly's working now, searching, generating an image based on the exact description that I type. I mean, it's really cool. It's really cool. You can customize, get exactly what you want with words, including color, font, or size options. Now, designer does the heavy lifting for you here. Creates a custom image based on your idea. Our AI-powered design ideas, this feature is there and ready to help you polish the design with just a single click. Okay, now I can post directly from designer.
This feels like your it would be
super cool. I love the
it would make like simple image posts so easy to do.
Awesome.
Or to make.
I think Canva is also doing something similar.
Of Microsoft AI. And Dolly 2.
I'm going to take your word for it because I don't know for sure.
Is an amazing example of AI assistance blurring the lines between the platform, the device, and the cloud. Also, you can express yourself even better. It saves time, improves creative outcomes, regardless of
I'm going to try it. I hope it's not exclusive to, because I saw it's like designer.microsoft.com. So
yeah.
I think it's web accessible. Also.
At any single point, should be limited to a single
I don't know. We'll find out.
Why also bringing these Microsoft Creator tools.
Today everyone has got a phone call. Thankfully though, all our phones are on vibrate.
The new Bing Image Creator. Now you can use your words, not just to search, but to
hold
create.
Hold on a moment.
This is coming soon. At Microsoft, we recognize the most magical experiences happen.
You're giving me too much work, Tony.
Where people,
cardio
technology,
man.
And devices
is this the end?
Seamlessly connect.
I
there
guess
should be
so.
One more device,
no?
No.
Probably.
So it was just the Surfaces today.
It is a Surface.
No, as in the two of them.
You just saw was three. Was rich AI.
That's a bummer. But Sieste la vie.
In designer and in edge.
Sieste la vie.
We show you AI in the cloud, in service to you.
Which is your favorite so far?
We talk about the Windows PC. And Azure
Studio.
Becoming teammates, coming together as
Studio.
One, enabling you to take your ideas and creativity from your mind and heart into the world. Now, Satya will connect you to more of this in just a few moments at Ignite today. I want you to make sure you check it out. The next wave of computing is here right now. And we've created it for you.
That's a very personal way to end things. But also, it was shorter than most keynotes.
Short. But maybe it's because I'm not a, like, I don't use Microsoft products much
mm-hmm.
in terms of, like, hardware.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel the,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, the pumped.
That I, thrill of dude, I want that thing. You know?
I get that. I can totally understand.
Beautiful
that.
Devices, nonetheless. But I don't
if
get
Windows
the
works. I need to stop saying that. No, but it is true. It is true. It is true. Honestly, the number of times where I've thought to myself, this is such a fantastic machine.
I just thought something.
What?
Is it the reason that Windows doesn't work? Is because it's built by Windows that don't work. Mic drop.
Goodbye. I'm out.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm back. I yeah.
Speechless.
Yes, at how daft that was. But anyway.
I know. I'm a genius, man.
Anyway, it's all good. Would you get after seeing the very by the numbers presentation that has just happened, would you get a Surface device?
I would. I actually dig the. Funny enough, if of all three, I'd get the first Surface.
The laptop. Hi.
I don't know. Is there something about how it looks, how it feels that it's attractive to me?
It is a very attractive machine.
I can see myself enjoying typing on it.
Yes.
And like, if I'm doing like Word documents, if I'm doing like presentations, like coming up, you know, like all those things,
mm-hmm.
it'd probably be my to-go-to device. I just love how it looks. And there's something about that fabric and the typing that I tried on your machine. It's just... Somebody...
You just sold.
Please subscribe so that I can afford to buy it someday.
That's... Nah, Tony, it'll come. It'll come. It'll
inshallah, come. Inshallah.
It'll come. No. It will come. You see, what you need to
power do... Power of manifestation.
No. Forget manifestation. Forget all that. What you need to do is, you see, just walk to one of these fancy cafes somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And...
Go with my blow dryer.
No. Just get someone as an accomplice to distract your mark, and then just shoop,
gone with the wind.
Yeah. Also, please do not take any of what I've just said seriously or as an admission of anything that I have done.
Yes. Or intend to do.
I do not intend to steal anything from anyone, mind you. Yes. Anyway, and you and yourself.
I would get the forest, the Pro 9. That one.
The forest. I'm sorry. I didn't see any device launched and it's called the forest. Introducing forest. The all new Surface
so
Forest.
So we've got Karura Forest, you know.
Gong forest.
Yeah, right around the corner. You know, you can go there if you so desire. Yeah. So you know. We have forests. Not as much forest cover as you
there's also the black forest and white forest.
Ah, yes.
So you got to be a bit more...
Specific?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd go for the Surface Pro 9 in forest.
All right. Okay.
Color.
All right. Any particular reason for that choice?
Apart from the blow drying, it is very slim, very lightweight, and can do much.
Yes. Speaking of which, they didn't touch pricing on any of the products, did they?
No, but let's find out. It's probably about the same,
like $12.99 or something like that.
If you're doing
it, I'm not counting the studio, of course. Yeah, that's a different monster in itself.
Yes, hold up. Let me just.
Ooh, and the speaker.
Oh yeah. Scratch all that. I want the speaker, one that you didn't announce but announced. The one I want.
No. I'm still sticking.
Dude,
to the
that thing looks so sleek. Imagine it in like that sapphire blue or like the the sage green color.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. Okay, let's see. Surface Pro 9. Surface Pro 9.
Or like a milky white.
Surface Pro 9, starting from $9.99 USD.
That's not bad.
So $1,000 USD. Let's see. Surface Laptop 5. Hey, Gabby and the mic, was that your phone ringing? I. Surface Laptop 5 starting from $999.99 USD. So, yeah. Surface Studio Plus. Sorry, Studio 2 Plus. Starting from what blindingly high price? Let's see.
$15.99.
More?
Sorry, how much did you say?
$15.99.
$14.99.
That's too little.
$20.99
for the what?
bro, no. You guys are joking. You guys are joking. So anyway, $4,499.99.
Wow,
not even close, man.
You guys, must be joking.
You're not talking the studio, are we?
We're talking the
studio.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking the studio.
I misunderstood you. Yeah, we're talking studio. About the plus, the pro.
We're talking studio.
Yeah, studio, that one makes sense now.
Talking studio, Tony. We're talking studio. Sense. Yeah. So, yeah. Now you know pricing and stuff. Yeah, see, now Tony, what you were saying about wanting to afford something. Anyway.
Yeah. And on that note, subscribe, like, bell. Notification, everything.
All those.
You guys are looking at the wrong camera. The camera is there. The camera is there, Tony. The camera is there. Do what you just did, but looking the right way, please.
Yo.
Please, just look.
Subscribe, like, share, notification, so that we can afford to bring you more shows.
if you say so.
Gracias. Muchachos.
Right. FTG. Oh, sorry, FTG. On that note,
FTG out.